listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, it is game day once again, part two of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition on this Sunday, August 22nd. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, where we talk all things K-State. Wildcats here in Manhattan, Kansas here. Soccer, obviously, and we didn't talk about it, or I didn't talk about it on Friday, but a big time crowd at Buser Family Park Thursday night. Over 1,500 there to support the Lady Cats. Yes, they took on Weber State on Thursday night, and with all that said, kind of a hostile environment and opportunities was a key word in this match against Weber State on Thursday night, as they lost the regular season opener 2-0 there after plenty of chances in the first half of the game there. K-State shots 20 total shots in the game for them as well. And then they had another opportunity in the 29th minute there. And Weber State late in the first half took advantage of a K-State mistake there. Put it in their 31st minute. And then later on, kind of a dagging shot there in the second half there to kind of put things away there. And K-State dropped it after kind of a promising, it was an exhibition matchup, but we've seen K-State's back against the wall here very early in the 2021 campaign as far as soccer goes here. Battling back, and they just missed out on opportunities, and definitely in front of, we have opportunities like that, especially with a big time crowd there, which I'm pretty sure that's close to a sellout there. If it is, that's pretty damn impressive there. But I mean, you gotta seize the opportunities there. Mike DeBeanie said there are a couple of nerves for sure, which is understandable there. But as the game went on, those nerves kind of went away there, and K-State did their best there, but they missed another opportunity there to capitalize there on the crowd and on the opportunities as well. Now, later on this afternoon, you're going to be taking on Omaha. This game is going to be on ESPN Plus on the Big 12. Now, ESPN Plus, there's the plug again. 1 o'clock, so later on, just after lunch hour, 1 o'clock, well, between the 12 and 2 o'clock lunch hour period there, 1 o'clock kick. We'll start off this match there as K-State looks to get on the win column. How important is that for this team? It's mighty important now after dropping the season opener at home against Weber State, especially with that type of crowd there. I just can't emphasize that far enough there. But still, though, come out, support the Cats here, K-State Nation, as they need this one. They need to get on the board here this afternoon. We'll see about that. But kind of to put a pin on the regular season opener for K-State. Obviously, Weber State with a 2-0 shutout. K-State outshot Weber State's 20-14. Yeah. 7-5 on shots on goal there. We'll get to the players in just a moment there. Saves. Weber State 7, K-State 3 corner kicks. K-State had 6-2 there. Offsides was even at 1. Fouls. Weber State had more fouls. 2 more fouls than K-State did at 8-6. Your graduate student, your best player, Brooklyn Enitz, she had 4 shots. 2 of those were on goal there. She had no assists in this game. Well, obviously, because they got no goals. Aaliyah El Nagar had a big stake in the preseason play. She had 3 shots. 1 of those was on goal. Porter List, sophomore, had 3 shots. And another sophomore, I believe, and Kyler Goins had two shots. One of those was on goal as well. So the Lady Cats, Soccer Cats, look to get on the board this afternoon against Omaha. Can they get it done? 1 o'clock match there as well. This is big. I mean, you don't want to go 0-2 on the year. And kind of to summarize this, in Mike DeBee's words, he said, quote, it was a tough one. I thought early on we played some good soccer, but didn't get one in the back of the net. We had some chances early on, and then we kind of fumbled. They got the one they needed. The adjustments that we made were really good. Our phases of play were inconsistent. The bright spots, some of our freshmen stepped up and did some good things. It's a long season, and this is not going to find us. We're just going to get back to work and be ready on Sunday, which is obviously today. And then he, on those adjustments, Dimini goes on to say their formation wasn't what we scouted all week. It threw us a curveball from our preparation and what we expected. We had to make adjustments at the half, which we did. We had a lot of good opportunities. Again, that's the word I talked about earlier here on the daily here today. They just threw us a curveball. We still continue to battle through it. This game at this level, winning is very hard. If we score our opportunity early on, the game can go in so many different ways. That goes for any game, football, baseball, basketball, same thing here. They make one of those shots in the first half. This game could have been very much different, and it was not. And then, of course, Brooklyn Enid's here. I want to throw her in here on the crowd. The crowd was amazing. Quote, the crowd was amazing. I was saying before the game that we need to win for our fans. They all showed up for us and are supporting us. I really wish we could win for them. I hope they keep coming back and that they see what this team is doing this year. I do think we're playing some really good soccer, and I think the wins are going to come in, quote, as well. So she did go on to say a lot more about the game itself. That's why I just want to throw that in there, because definitely the fan, this was huge. This was big shout out to the crowd that showed up on Thursday night for the Cats. Again, there's another opportunity this afternoon. Again, if you're in the area here, obviously with students coming back here this weekend, moving weekend, baby, here at K-State, definitely have some free time. Definitely go check out the soccer team there as they look to get their first win. And hopefully there's going to be another good turnout here this afternoon as K-State looks to get on the board following a tough one in the regular season finale. Regular season opener against Weber State. They lose 2-0. And now Mike DeBene's clothes turn the page. And now, hopefully, to turn their frustrations on Omaha later on this afternoon. Again, the match is at 1. For those who can't make it out to Busey Family Park, it is going to be on the Big 12 Now Network, ESPN Plus, at 1 o'clock Central Time. I'm going to leave it there. Appreciate y'all for downloading and subscribing. Make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast for daily and the weekly coverage as well. Very excited about the weekly that we're going to have. Weekly that we're going to record this week. It's all going to be about the football schedule for Chris Klieman and the football team. We're getting very close to the All-State Kickoff Classic against Stanford. Eddie Greer III, appreciate y'all for listening. Go Cats, baby! Let's get this dub, baby! Hey, and we'll talk to you in the next edition of Triple P.